Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you'll enlighten us and teach us from your word, your love letter to us, as we seek to nourish our souls and spirits with your spiritual food. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning is 2 Timothy 4, verse 19 to 22, NKJV. Greet Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus, Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, as well as Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. The usual greetings to close off a letter. Prisca and Aquila, a lot of versions say Priscilla and Aquila, which is a fairly well-known tent-making couple, and they are co-workers who were teaching Apollos, among others. They are mentioned in Acts 18, Romans 16, and 1 Corinthians 16. Onesiphorus is also mentioned in 2 Timothy 1. He searched for Paul diligently and was very helpful. And Trophimus in Acts 20 and 21. He's the Ephesian, that's of Asia. He was a co-traveller to Asia and Jerusalem. In verse 9, Timothy is asked to go to Paul quickly. Some versions say as soon as possible. And again in verse 21, he asked him to do his utmost to get there before winter. That might have been because travelling conditions are easier in the warmer months, or just encouraging him to get there sooner than later. In verse 22, grace be with you sounds like a standard greeting, but the implications are enormous. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So when someone says, grace be with you, he's reminding you that God's grace is sufficient for everything that he expects us to do and for facing all the challenges in our lives. So a simple little greeting like grace be with you holds a reminder of God's all-sufficient power and grace for you in your life. And again, in verse 22, some versions say God be with you and grace be with you. But in some versions, it's specifically the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. It is our spirits that come alive when we are born again. John 3 verse 5 to 6, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Jesus, speaking again in John 10 verse 27 to 29, said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And finally, some encouragement from Jesus himself in John 14, verse 27 to 29. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. So even in today's times, with all the things going on in the world, we do not have to be troubled. In fact, Jesus tells us not to be troubled. And we have his peace, the peace that passes all understanding, because we trust him to come back for us, as he said he would.